You guys, so good morning. Okay, that was not as good of an intro as you would have liked, but that's who we are today. Facebook, we're having a little bit of a streaming issue from StreamYard, whatever, you don't care, it's broken. Either way, Facebook, you're here, and YouTube, you're here. So, it is what it is. So, good morning. I was more on time than on YouTube than I was on Facebook, because we are having technical issues, but it's fine. We're just going to go OG like we used to do on the Facebook. I just don't have any intros for you guys. So good morning. Oh, Tanya's home. It's Good Friday. I don't think you're allowed to say it's Good Friday. You're supposed to say it's Good Friday like that. So that's how I'll say it. I always think it's funny when people aren't Catholic and they're like, how am I, but they're like, is it Good Friday? You're like, no, it's an oxymoron. It's a sad Friday, but we decided to put the word good in front of it because we want to mess with people. I know. Yeah. Holy Good Friday to you. Not happy Good Friday. So, Kezia, good morning. Who wants to tell Alejandra that we're not going to be there because we're all tied up phone-wise. So, she's going to be like, where's everybody at? Last day of spring break. Really? It's so weird that you say that, Terry. But I said it the other day. Like, I don't ever know when spring break is anyway. Because it used to be starting Holy Thursday, then all of Easter. Okay, here's what's so funny. So I'm talking to Jeff yesterday and we're working on the launch and stuff for April 1st. You know, we put out our newsletter, we put out some kind of like new product, whatever. So we're working on it yesterday. And I said, well, don't forget this has to get done because everything has to go out on April 1st. He's like, April 1st? You mean Easter Monday? I said, what are you, five? Easter Monday doesn't mean anything once you graduate grammar school. Do you understand? Once Catholic high school is over, Easter Monday, not a holiday. And he was like, it is. It's Easter Monday. I was like, do you want a pretzel nub as well at the 10 o'clock break? It was so funny. Candace, the first of every month is when we do our newsletter. So you can get it. There's like articles in there, the blog, any kind of, there is another interesting launch coming up for the newsletter. So it all launches on, it's Dingus Day, duh. It is kind of a holiday. But it was just so funny the way he said it. It was so innocent. He was like, what? We're working on Easter Monday? I was like, stop it. You're not five. My mom used to make her pizza Gaina. Beats a gain in New Jersey. What's that mean on Good Friday? Kind of as a penance. She really couldn't eat any of the meat as she was cutting it. What? I don't know what words you're using, Kathy. Yeah, everyone I know is off work. Not me. I know. So remember, on Dingus Day, you're going to get a bunch of pussy willows. Yeah, you can tell who went to Catholic school. You're going to get some pussy willows. And decide who your crush is and then whack them in the crotch. I mean, these are loose interpretations of the holiday. If you don't know what I'm talking about. And obviously eat pie for Jesus. No, Alejandra, I was looking for you. I was like, who's going to tell Alejandra? There's a problem with Facebook and StreamYard today. So on the phone, we're on Facebook, and on the computer, we are on YouTube, which means there's no place for TikTok. There is an order to life, Alejandra. It goes Facebook, YouTube, TikTok. And Dean says there's no point in going live on Instagram. And we believe everything Dean says. Italian meat pie is pizza game. You can get it to any real good Italian bakery. I got mine at Calahandra's in Cobalt. Never had it. I'm making ham balls for Christmas. That's how I read your comment. I'm sure you're a nice lady. And you're just like, I'm making ham balls for Easter. But the way I read it, the Italian movie was like, I'm making handballs for Christmas. Easter. And then you were smoking. Well, you said it, obviously. Anyway, we should all have Easter Monday off or Dingus Day. What is happening here? There's a lot of heavy breathing. This is the first I've heard of Easter Monday. Oh, there's Easter Monday, Easter Tuesday, Easter. They will rock. In Catholic school, they will. It's Easter week. Look at him trying to play, but he can barely walk. Yeah, look, he's like, look, Lulu is just entertaining him at this point. She's like, sure, I'll pretend like you have four legs. I know. I didn't give him the meds yet. Roxanne, but he's looking kind of spry. Look at Lulu. She being real nice. She's like, oh, you so scary. That's what she basically being like a good wife. Oh, you so big and scary. She's so stupid. Why is this the role we play? No matter the species. We're like, oh, you so big. Roll your eyes. You can barely walk. That's funny. Am I wrong? Okay. Anyway, well, he's done. That's it. Yeah. Why is there no super chat? Lee, we're having some technical issues with StreamYard. And yeah. So that's what that, okay. And we're back. Anyway, so I didn't tell you, I didn't finish my story about going to the Sixers game the other day. So, he's just walking in circles. He's like, you guys, I'm basically five again. He's like, look at me walk. So I go to the Sixers game the other night with my friend Gerald. And it sounds like a lot of people have not gone to NBA games, besides myself. But, like, the teams are coming out and they're introducing everybody. Fine. It's lovely. Fine. Then they start booing, you know, a way that only Philly crowds will do. And they are booing this one player from the other team, like relentlessly. I'm like, what's happening? He was like, that guy used to play for the Sixers and he wanted more money and he put up a big stink about getting paid more. He's on the Clippers now. And so now anytime he comes back, we boo him. And it was the craziest thing. If he touched the ball, if somebody threw him the ball, boo. And then he passed it back, nothing. Got it back, boo. Just was so crazy. I was cracking up laughing. I was like, they're going to do this the whole game. He's like, the whole game. So funny. I enjoyed it. And yeah, real mean. Oh yeah, Renee. But the funny thing is, they did it the entire time. Was it James Harden? Is that his name? Wouldn't stop the entire time. And I was like, what must it be like to go to work and the entire time that you're at work, people are booing you? That would be like if all of you showed up for work and then just in the comments, just boo. I was like, I'm gonna be honest. I would be like, I'm not playing anymore. Okay, I'm not gonna do it. I mean, I guess if you gave me $25 million, I'd be like, fine. But could you go to work where somebody, I mean, for $25 million, let me put it in the right package. For $25 million, yeah, if they're paying me that much, you can pee on me. I don't care. Just don't. No, you can't. Yep, no. Now that I said it out loud, I was like, yeah. It's just weird. It was just so, yeah, laughs all the way to the bank. He didn't care. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It just was so funny. I was like, I think it's hard. I work with kids. It's basically my day. They just boo you, heckle you. I feel like teaching is just basically being heckled for about 8 hours. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. You can't even pretend to boo me. You'll get flagged for bullying for sure. By the Facebook, and you won't get any candy from Diana, which I think is the bigger issue. Yeah, All right, so I found a couple of straggler St. Patty's Day things that I missed. So I want to share them with you because they're quite adorable and people put a lot of time into them. And it's still St. Patty's Day, even though it's Easter. Don't pay attention. All right, here we go. So this is from Kathy Albert. She said, "Lucky to be alive. Went for my yearly gynecology exam. The doctor said, 'Do you have a baby in there?' She felt a tumor on my ovary. I had no symptoms. Surgery and chemo times two. The reason I'm rocking this gray hair. Lucky she had the magic touch. Thankful for my friends and family for their love and support." So, Kathy, it is lucky, and we're lucky to have you. We'll put you on the tree. Good for you. We love the doctors. Doing great work. So that's her. All right, we have two more. It says, "I am lucky to have my parents, my good friends, and a job I love. My parents are always there for me when I need them. They drop everything and they listen. My friends are awesome. We have so much fun together. I'm lucky to have a job where everyone is nice, caring, and positive." And this is from Jennifer from Illinois. It's so nice. This is also Jennifer, lucky for Dina and family too. Aww. Yeah. There's a couple. There's two more. Hold on. I don't want to forget these. People are sending them. It's so funny. I feel like it could be like a year from now. I'd be like, "Guys, I found one." It was a little crazy here with all of the, somebody sent me a St. Patty's Day angels. I says, "Dina, I'm lucky to have my wonderful husband, Scott. We've been married for 28 years, three beautiful children. Lucky to have my family. Blessings to you. Robin from Urbandale, Iowa." Thanks, Robin. May good luck be your friend, whatever you do. May trouble be always a stranger to you. So lovely. All right. So let me read you this last one. It's quite beautiful. All right. I know. No candy from Di is the bigger penalty. Mm-hmm. All right, so this one is from Jennifer. She sent me a lovely card. And then she sent me this beautiful thing. I'm going to read it to you, okay? It said, "I am lucky because I have a husband of 30 years who is patient most days with my late scattered brain forgetful self. He keeps me laughing and happy. He is a keeper. I have doggies who happily greet me after a long day at work. I was blessed with twins who are beginning to figure out adulthood. College graduation is just 7 weeks away. Hooray, cheers, and salute. I'm lucky because I have a great circle of friends and family who love me for me," said Jennifer. So now, this is beautiful, right? Then, she made an Irish U-Raw blessing. Let's read it. "May you have enough dogs at your six. Enough lemonade to keep the stones away. Enough bourbon for Tipsy Tuesday. Enough cake or waffles to overcome the rough days. Enough intuition to know when you need a day. Enough $5 friends to hold your hoops. Enough adventures that get you mentioned at the urinal. Girl, you know. Enough dirty parking lots to go live in your new car. Enough bibliothecas to make memories with your mom. Enough patience to journey into the new you every day, and enough kindness that you spread keep returning to you." So there you go, an Irish U-Roll blessing. That's come back every year. That was great, Jen. I love it. So nice. Everybody did such a nice job. Good morning, Tracy. Good morning. Good morning. Why am I crying? Because we're not jobs and somebody put it in a poem. Because we're weirdos. Probably. That is an awesome Irish buzzer. Very specific. Very specific to us. Mm-hmm. We have not been in a dirty parking lot in a hot minute. But maybe soon. So next week, super exciting. It'll be Monday, Tuesday, be bopping. And then I leave Wednesday for my Irma trip. So we have lots of people coming to the show next Wednesday in Dayton. We have a Dine with Dina, I think, on Thursday. And then the full Irma conference. So I think I kind of told you, like, I've been trying to get to this conference for years. Like, when I started doing stand-up, it was 2002. And even then, there weren't many, like, female comedians. So I went way back, and I started buying all of Irma's books. I bought Joan Rivers, what's her name? Phyllis Diller, Ellen DeGeneres. I was just reading anybody's book I could find. And so Irma, her hometown is in Dayton, Ohio. And so the University of Dayton hosts this conference. It's held every other year. And literally the tickets go on sale and I think they're sold out in an hour. And I always miss it. And I always just get put on the wait list and I never go. And then this year, remember Julie Cantrell, my bestie? She was talking about it, and my friend Laurie, and they were like, you know, put it on your calendar, don't miss it. And I was ready. I had my credit card. I was like, I'm ready. I was like I was getting the tickets to some crazy concert. So it was nice. Stephanie, looking forward to seeing you. So it'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Should be a nice night. And Leanne Lord and Jane Condon, who are very funny comedians, who are going to be hosting and presenting at that conference. They're going to be performing with me at that show on Wednesday. So it's going to be all girls, all the time, a lot of fun. It was like I was buying an OFM tour ticket where you gotta be at the ready. I was like, now I know what it's like. Oh my gosh, we were having so much fun. So, I guess Wednesday we were talking about, like, what is the personality of each of the groups? Like, Michelle. And so I called Michelle. I go, Michelle, make sure you watch my Michelle Mooney walk from Wednesday's show. She's like, what do you mean? I go, well, you know how, like, you're always late? She goes, I'm never late. Okay. I said, you know how you walk real slow even when you are late? I don't know what you're talking about. So do you know how you hate green? She goes, I love green. I just don't think you should continue wearing that sweater. I said, well, your whole group will be drinking coffee and wearing green. She's like, that's not even accurate. So she's not ready. She's not ready to take in who she is. But practice your walk if you're in Michelle's group. It'll be very exciting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to think if I really know how, like, if somebody said walk like Dean, couldn't do it. He doesn't have a real, but Michelle Mooney, listen, you'd be happy if you're in Michelle Mooney's group. She'll be like, la, la, la. You're going to miss half the stuff, but you'll have a great time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The whole thing. So we were just, we was talking about it. It's going to be a good time. Looking forward to it. What's everyone's plan for Easter? Jan. So my sister's coming up. Dom's coming up. Going out with my sisters and the boyfriends. Ba da ba da ba da ba. Do you have a travel jar now? I should. So we have a family adult dinner on Saturday. And then with all the kids on Sunday. All the things. And actually, yeah, and hopefully Michelle will be handing out homemade crackers. I think we've learned a lot about sexy producer Michelle in the last year. I think she was a great addition. I'm trying to think when she started. Has it been a year? She's so funny. I think you understand why I love her. Because she just, like, she's crazy. And makes me laugh. I go, what are you doing? Most of the time. Yeah. You're just like, what? What are you doing? And then she'll unpack something that makes no sense. And she'll be like, obviously. And I go, no, nope, none of that's remotely obvious. Okay. Mm-hmm. I don't want to make crackers. how do I get into a group where we just eat candy? Yeah, Di's gonna be over here handing out chocolate covered strawberries. Michelle's like, who want a cracker? Some groups are good, some groups are not. And it is what it is. Yeah, we don't talk about it. Well, I hope things go well for the hubbies. We're invading my in-law's house. Everyone's making food and bringing to eat in the dirty basement. Love it. After San Antonio and before the baseball game. That's right, because I think the baseball game was her first event. So, after San Antonio. So, it was like June, July, maybe? That sounds right. All right, so what? Let's talk about food. What is the one thing that you need to eat this Easter to make it feel like Easter? What do you got? Yeah, everybody's coming in, Kim. Yeah. And it's funny because Di and I, so we're going out to eat on Sunday, but she was like, I got to cook the ham. I said, aren't we going out? She goes, Dina, we coming back to the house after the dinner to have more dinner. So she's going to cook a ham. And she's going to cook all that. We're going to go out to eat, spend a lot of money. I said, why don't we just do it here? And I'll just get some trays of food and we'll just eat here. No. Okay. Mini eggs. Oh, I used to love those malted milk. Oh, filled with gluten. Steak. Mashed potatoes with sour cream and butter. Peeps. I mean, that's the ding, ding. That's the answer. It's not Easter if there's not a peep. I'll say it. I mean, Jesus, yes, of course. But right after Jesus, peeps. I think Jesus had peeps. I'm not wrong. I know he did. Deviled eggs. Pizza gonna. Kathy, nobody knows what you're talking about. Send me a picture. Let me look it up. Pizza gana? Am I gone? It looks like that. Pizza gana. Versus pizza rustica. Pizza di Pasquale. Oh! It's called Pizza di Pasquale here. Pizza Ghana is a rustic Italian Easter pie stuffed with pepperoni, sweet and spicy gabagool, ragout, and mozzarella cheese. This sounds really good. Why didn't we make this for Easter? Oh, we should have told Diane. Zintner's, that's so good. I can eat a whole box. Yeah, pizza gana. Oh, it's a pastry. It looks so good. You can't make this gluten-free. Pie crust. I would have to have gluten-free pie crust. This looks so yummy. All right, Kathy, I'm on board. Yeah. Some peeps are probably old as Jesus. You know what? You're not wrong, Belinda. And actually, if you leave the peeps out for a day, they're 10 times better. They gotta be stale. It's delicious. I'm not even Italian and I order one every year. Oh, that sounds good. Scalloped potatoes, German sausage. Oh, now I'm getting excited. Yeah. I picture it looking like a little bit like a lasagna, but it's got like the ham and the gabagool. That sounds really good. So good. No, I've never heard of it. No, but I was just about to say, we were talking about desserts and Di was like, do you want me to make the New York cheesecake? And I said, well, I'm probably not going to eat it. She's like, well, Dad used to like it. She goes, but I can also do I don't know if you guys ever heard of like ragout pie. It's not like a cheese pie. It's just like a little cheese pie. It's not sweet. I just had Dr. Pepper peeps and they did not disappoint. I'm not going to lie. Hey, Ellie. But it's certain carne asada tacos. That spells Easter to you? So funny. Yeah. You know, Kim, it was so funny because I was like, I gotta get these baskets up here. Because, you know, listen, I don't know, like, when my mom stopped making baskets from the, that she got from the Easter Bunny. But I was like, I think if my kids wake up and it's not a traditional Easter, they're going to be like, no, a ragout pie is not like cheese pie or cheesecake, no. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it is. It's very funny. It's like a quiche filled with meat, about 2.5 inches thick if done right. No, it looks really good. I'm 34 and my mom still gets my basket from the Easter Bunny. That's nice. I know. Mm-hmm. Ditching the ham, we're making ribs. Oh, that sounds good. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure how I feel about it. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So funny. So last night, let me tell you what I did last night, because it was kind of cool. So I was bebop and went to the gym. Now my whole body hurts, because I haven't been at the gym because I was sick for the 2 weeks, whatever. Anyway, Rowan University, a friend of mine works there, and had called. Yeah, I can see your comments, Allie. Rowan had called and said, hey, we're doing this speaking competition, and we would love for you to come and judge it. It's like, it's open to any undergraduate student and their scholarship. There's only 7 kids in it. We'd love for you to come. I was like, sure, I'll come down. So I go down. There's 5 judges. So there's 1 table over there with 2 people, and then I'm at my table. And on my left side is a guy named Ian. He runs a company called the Philadelphia Press, and they do like textbooks for colleges, right? And all kinds. They do the communications department at Rowan, but they also do like science textbooks and a whole bunch of stuff. Interesting fellow. On this side, a guy named Leo. And Leo, of course, knows Michelle Mooney. He works in radio, had worked down with her as an affiliate down the shore, whatever. And then, literally the entire night, to the point where I was like rolling my eyes by the time it's done, everybody keeps bringing up Stephanie Filippo, to the point where it's like annoying. So I leave. I call her from the parking lot. I go, hey, what are you doing? She goes, nothing, just hanging out. I go, really? Really? Were your ears ringing? She's like, what do you mean? I said, well, I came to an event at Rowan, and people kept coming to me and going, oh, Dina Blizzard. And I was like, oh, they were like, how's Stephanie? I was like, okay, she's fine, I guess. They're like, oh my gosh, we love her. I was like, yeah, she's fine. Like 15 people. She popular. Hoops is popular. Everybody loves Hoops. You know, and at the beginning, I was like, no, we love her. She's worked with us for a while. By the end, I'm like, yeah, no, she's great. She's wonderful. Yeah, no, we love her. Mm-hmm. Do you talk to her often? I was like, every day. Every day I talk to her. It's just not as exciting as you guys are making her out to be. Just was so funny. She was cracking up. I was like, yeah, got it. She's amazing. It was just so funny. Anyway, Rowan famous. She is Rowan famous. And then, of course, so after all that Stephanie hubbub, I was like, finally, I sit down. And this guy, Leo, was like, do you know Michelle Mooney? I was like, what is her? Does anybody, my name is Dina. Does anybody care to meet Dina Blizzard? The answer was no. So it's just so funny. I'm very blessed to have so many people that everybody loves. So it was funny. Anyway, so I'm sitting there right now. You know, this ain't a real job, right? So I'm sitting there, and Ian is like very distinguished. I was like, let's take that down a couple beats. I was like, so, you know, slouch a little, that'll help. And he's super fun, right? By the time 15 minutes in, I'm like, we're besties. They were like, we're going to do a picture. I was like, boys, bring it in. I was like, ah! Right? I'm throwing gang symbols in the back. Had a great time. Needed to loosen up the room. So these students, there were 7 of them. They had to speak between 5 and 7 minutes. And then they give us this rubric, which isn't a real word. And they were like, this is how you're going to score it. And I was like, and everybody had notepads and notes and a rubric. And so everybody's getting quiet, getting settled in. And here I am. I'm cheating. I was like, how's this? Somebody explained to me how this thing works. They were like, what? I was like, this rubric. I mean, I know it, this is what, are we supposed to put a number? So it had like 4, 3, 2, 1, right? And then you're supposed to, I said, so do we just put numbers in? They were like, yeah, you just, you pick one. And, you know, you would say this was, they were totally prepared, or they could have used a little bit more preparation, or they didn't seem prepared, or they don't even know what they're talking about. So there's, you know, this is the graded, whatever. And I was like, okay, but after I put the thing in, then what? They were like, well, then you have to add the numbers up. I was like, okay, I got to do math? No, I'm not doing math. Nobody said there was math in this. I'm a comedian, okay? You asked me to come and listen to people speak. I can do that. I'm not doing math. You can add it up. You have a real company? Yeah. I was like, why can't we do G, VG, and VVG? That works really well. You just add it up and just be VVVVVGCs. Anyway. So the kids start. They had to be undergrads. So one kid was a freshman. I didn't know who was who, but afterwards they said, he did a really nice job. I needed a TA. I was like, I need a teacher assistant here. Rub my back and then add up some numbers. So anyway, they did such a great job and it was very interesting. Like it didn't have to be memorized, but they couldn't be like, my name is blah, 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 blah. They couldn't read it. They could have note cards that they could go to. And like different levels for sure of success. There was one girl, so good. And you know what I like to do? I like to play a judgy game where you look at people and you try to look at them just based on what they look like. You're like, this is going to be good. And it's my favorite game. I do the same thing with comedians. I think you should as well. Where you, before anybody says a word, you're just like, this is going to be good. Or it's not going to be good. And I'm genuinely surprised. And I love being surprised because, you know, I'm judgy. But I also think, like, you can't really judge, right? Like, when you start judging based on what people look like, you're almost always wrong. And the surprise is so exciting, you know, because you're like, this person looks really good. This is going to be good. And then you're like, I don't think this person knows the English language. What? Just real. You might work with these people. And then other times you're like, I think this person's homeless. And then they're amazing. I love it. Mm-hmm. Anyway, this girl goes up. Now, they all had to speak. Wait, teacher's assistants are supposed to massage you? Yes. You guys didn't know that. I don't know what school you guys work in. Anyway, so all the topics had to be on the subject of sustainability. But it was pretty fluid. Like, you can do sustainability the way we all think about it, which is, you know, pollution and all of the things and recycle, reuse, whatever. But they really kind of took it in lots of different directions. And one of the girls was a chemical engineering major. And she had talked about, she goes, today I want to talk about my inspiration. And she names this man who was a chemical engineer during World War II. And she talked about how the Allied forces at one point were losing and they were being outmaneuvered in the air. The planes were overseas that we were fighting were, there were better planes than us, and their pilots were outmaneuvering us at every pace, right? She goes on to say, there was a, at the time, the type of gasoline that they were using, and started talking about some chemical chain, and because this chemical chain was in the gas, when you would put gas into a vehicle or an airplane, it was really only using about 25% of the available gas because it couldn't break down these bigger polymers. A lot of big words. I was in. And this one scientist was like, if we can add a catalyst to this to break these down and make them more usable, then you're not going to get the knocking. Yeah. Who glazed over? I was straight in it. And she was like, it was groundbreaking. And he is listed as one of the people that helped turn around the war effort. It was just nerding out. I was like, where's this rubric? I was like, this girl got a 4, 4, 4, 4. Add that up. It's a big number. Great. Loved every bit of it. But it was like, yeah, Lucy, it was so interesting. And she made great eye contact. Like, there were some kids that just stood at the podium, just held their cards like this and did this. And then just, and they were fine. But, you know, there were other kids that just had such an ease. And you just watch them. Then, so I'm thinking, this girl's going to win. Chemical engineer girl. And the prizes were big prizes. First prize was like $1,500. That's like a scholarship. I was like, the second prize was $1,000. Oh, where's Brooke Blizzard? And where ain't Brooke Blizzard? She likes to talk. I'll be in it. I'll sign up. So they did a great job. Well, then this kid comes up with a pod, like for soup. Comes up with this pot for soup. And in the pot, he's got these vegetables that are like stuffed animals, like a corn and a tomato and a thing. And I was like, where's this gonna go? And doesn't have one note on him, just goes up and just talks like a person. Fantastic. But he goes up with this pot of soup and he says, you know, most people when they think about sustainability, they think about, using air for energy. And we talk about, you know, solar energy, or we talk about the environment or air quality. He said, but most people don't talk about food waste. And he goes on to say, maybe the notes were inside the pot. Maybe they were. I wouldn't know. He goes on to say, and he has statistics, he goes, the so-and-so says that, I don't know if it's yearly, every year we waste 1.3 billion pounds of food a year. It was some astronomical number. He said, but I have another statistic for you. And this statistic is that 300 million people will die from starvation every year. And yet these two statistics are paradoxically connected. Like, why is it? And it was like, that's crazy. And so he just unpacked this whole thing. It was perfection. It was like a TED Talk. And I was in, I was out. This kid is good. It was so fun. They were so young. But just, I just love good speaking. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll take all of them. But anyway, so it was a great night, but it was just funny. There were like engineers, the press guy, me, and the radio guy. Me and the radio guy were like, we don't have real jobs. So, but it was fun. It was a fun night. But I literally called Stephanie. I was like, oh, Stephanie, so great. So is Michelle. Mm-hmm. It was fun. Fun stuff. I know. No, it was pretty interesting how he had put it all together. And but it did, the whole time that I was sitting there doing it, I was thinking, I probably waste so much food. How many times do you go food shopping and at the end of the week it's still sitting there because nobody made it into anything? It's rude. I was like, if somebody would just come here and turn this into a meal, that would be a much better use of the chicken that's sitting in there. Do you ever do that? Do you ever have, are you like me? Do you have high hopes when you go food shopping? Do you buy You're like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to buy this chicken and I'm going to buy this panko and this breading and these eggs. And it has the potential to be chicken parm. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I shop with potential in mind. It doesn't mean it's going to turn into something. Mm-hmm. I always think I'm going to make these dinners. That's why I stop and shop every day for a meal. Not in bulk. Jenny is probably a good idea. Every day I buy kale. Why? Why? Who are you? Who are you going to be, kale lady? Jacqueline, I'm going to show everybody your new pants. Jacqueline got some new pants. They cute. I gave Jacqueline all my Madewell pants because they're too short for me. Oh, they can't even see him. You look crazy. Why? I don't think you should be the model for Madewell. Oh, they cute though. Okay, these are not model moves. It looks like you're carrying a tray. What is wrong with you? Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Yo.
Dean says Jacqueline and I both do this thing that no matter what we're saying, we'll be like, Dean, can you go move my car? Thank you.
Thank you.
That's what you do. When you ask somebody to do something, you ask them and then immediately say thank you.
Thank you.
And then they have to do it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have high hopes most Mondays that are out the window by noon on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I have a feeling this food's going to be wasted because nobody's making it into a sandwich. Candace, it's so pretty. You know, when she washes it, she's a cute kid. Yeah. The charger install went well, and so I'm excited I get to plug it in. I have to wait for all of the paperwork to go through to get into the program. That sounds scary. I have to get into the program. No, PSE&G will put you on this thing where it's like a lower, it's like half the cost for electric at night. So I did, Jessica. It's very exciting. Okay, thank you. Like that. And then you just get people to do stuff for you. Yeah. It is, Lonnie. Lanny. So dumb. Still doing it. Mm-hmm. I do all my cooking on Sunday or I won't do it. That's kind of where I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lou, you coming to work? Seen Lulu at work in a while. Mm-hmm. Let's see if she's gonna show up. I'm a completely different person when I go food shopping. Let me tell you, when I go food shopping, I'm rich. Because I'm like, I am not gonna buy deluxe cookies. I can afford Oreos. And then I just eat Oreos. I could just go. And then I'm like, I'm gonna be a chicken. I'm gonna do chicken parm side salad. Then I act like I'm at a 4-star restaurant. There's gonna be like, you know, like a couple different. Hey, come here, come to work. You haven't been here all week. Like a couple different entrees. Got salad. You got some appetizer. Yeah. When I'm shopping, real bougie. You want to sit down? You want to say hi to the people? Yeah. Oh, how you doing? How you doing? You want to look this way? She said, no, I don't. I don't want to look this way. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. Mm-hmm. Never shop hungry. Yeah. That's bad when you shop hungry. It's mostly potato chips. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is Lonnie, because there is a Lanny here too. I don't know what Lanny's last name is. You're Mueller, then you're Lonnie Mueller, and she's Lanny Bobanny. Okay, I love you. Well, why not? Will I see you?
No.
Okay.
Lulu.
Aunt Rosie says hi.
Hey.
So does Cousin Allison. All right.
They're saying hi to Lulu. They're not saying hi to
me. They're saying hi to you.
It says, hey, Lulu.
Maybe she was. Dean gave her a bath, and sometimes when she gets a bath, he forgets to put her collar back on. Is she not getting any treats? You don't have to jump. So last night, I was in my class, and I had some Cheerios on the island with me. All the dogs were sleeping. So I just started throwing Cheerios at them. And they're the minis, right? So they're harder to see. And it was so funny, because it was like, in their mind, Cheerios were falling from the sky. And then they knew they got hit with something, but they didn't know what it was because they were so tiny and they flew off. But their faces were just cracking me up because they were just like, so funny. Mm-hmm. That Jacqueline's killing it. Mm-hmm. So she's so funny because, you know, Jacqueline won't buy any new clothes, only from the Goodwills, right? I didn't watch this. So I had bought those pants from Madewell, and they are a little bit short for me. Not that short. But she, do you ever just look at what your kids are wearing, and you're like, are you okay? And she won't let me buy her new clothes. Because, you know, everything I buy is stupid. Hold on, let's see who's here. Who's that?
Did you go outside?
Yeah, you leaving?
Yeah.
All right, fix your hair. I love you. Jesus dies in a couple hours, tell your sister.
What?
Jesus dies today?
Oh,
okay. Around between noon and 3.
I think it's Colby.
Colby's... You're like, how do you know? No, okay. We have a lot of weird conversations here. Anyway, so I had given her a pair of the Madewell pants not long ago. And, but you have to act like, because they still had tags on them. Yeah. Yeah, I know, Renee, but I'm like real tall, so they don't look right on me. They look great on her. But it was just so funny, because you got to act like you don't want them or need them. And you go, you know what, I'm not even going to wear these pants. You want them? And she was like, what? I go, yeah, I'm probably not going to wear them. She goes, these are brand new pants. I go, yeah, I'm probably just going to give them to Goodwill. She goes, why wouldn't you return them? I could have returned them and gotten some money back. But you can't do that. You can't just say, no, I'm probably just going to say, I'm probably just going to put them in Goodwill. She said, don't put them. What? I go, yeah, I mean, unless you want to. Does everybody else do this with their kids? Do you have to play these games? So that pair I was actually wearing, right? It is. But I went to Madewell one time. The pants were $2. It was one of those pairs of pants. And I was like, is this right? She's like, yeah, it's just like a random size. So blah, blah, blah. So I did. Every once in a while on the sale rack, you can get, I did. It was $2. But it's just so funny, you know, like now I'll buy stuff and I'll be like, yeah, no, that didn't fit me. That's our new thing. Mm-hmm. That's our newest thing. That's what I have to do. It's very funny. Mm-hmm. What's Madewell? Is it a brand or a store? It's both, Bob. It's fairly new. Natalia was working there. It's the only reason I know about it. But it's not a cheap store. That's for sure. So I had bought something, but what was Natalia's? And then I saw the store when I was looking for pants a couple months ago, and I went in and they had like $2 pants. So I bought a couple things that were on the sale rack. But yeah, my kids don't want my clothes. That's true. That's the problem, Allison. We all have the same size butt. And I was like, and they used to make fun of my butt. They're like, okay, you got a mom butt. I was like, girl, look who got a pre-mom butt. Oh, the brand's been around for a while, but the store is new. Yeah. Yeah. But she'll go to this. She went to the Goodwill the other day and did her shopping for like 2 hours or something, 3 hours. She's like, do you want to come? I was like, no, I have work to do. Mm-hmm. I said, those of us that are wearing newer clothes have to go to work. Yeah, I have dumb boys and they wear horrible clothes. Yep. Every once in a while, I'll look at Dean and I'm like, we're going to the mall. Yeah. Sharon, this is my daily. I have to drink this because I have kidney stones and I hate water and I literally will go 5 days without drinking anything. So I have to drink one of these every day, at least, if not two. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know if anybody else just has a problem with just hydrating. I'm just not good at it. I don't care. I don't have time. If I hydrate, then I have to pee, and that's annoying. Like, I'm annoyed by basic human functions. Showering, I'm like, oh, God. The level of laziness. No, Allie, my lithotripsy, I think is April 17 or 18 or something. Mm-hmm. I don't have the mom butt. I got the mom hips. We're all bound for something. Mm-hmm. We're all getting something. My 16-year-old lives in a hoodie. My 11-year-old lives in basketball. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, God forbid you have to pee at school. I was gonna say, I feel like all teachers must have UTIs. Stop it! It's not a chicken wing. Mm-hmm. Water? Yeah. Well, that's what I'll do. Well, I do this thing now, like, if I have, like, a bourbon at night, I have to precede it by, like, 2 cups of water. So I do try to set things up for my, because if not, I'm just going to drink the bourbon. Mm-hmm. It's bad. It's very lazy, and it leads to kidney stones. I don't recommend it. Showering is so annoying. It is. It's so stupid. Ugh, Brooke. It's annoying. Anyway. So, is there a Valley Village in the States? I don't know of anything that's called that, but, mm-hmm. Anyway, so, teacher life. Oh, that's so crazy. So that's it, everybody. That is, what's going on here. It's Friday. It's Good Friday, not Happy Friday. Keep that in mind if you run into any Catholics. It's a very solemn day for us, so we should be fasting, whatever, and then Easter and all of the things. I'm like, did I shower today? Yeah, I should have some either wonderful stories of getting together with family, or I'll be like, girl, you're never gonna guess who had a big fight this weekend. Those are the kinds of stories I'm looking for come Monday morning, which is also Easter Monday, which is also Dingus Day. So find somebody you love and hit them in the crotch with a pussy willow. And if you have no idea what that means, you're new. And that's it. That's all I have to say. Yeah. Because showering is annoying. That's bad. We really have to up our game here. At least we have nice hair. Let's just say that. We're going to be a cult of people with good underwear and nice hair. At a minimum. All right? If a cult does anything, some people are about religion, one of those sex cults. Nope. We just want to have good underwear and nice hair. That is minimum. That is what we can guarantee. And if you are on board, you're like, I don't know, the underwear seems like a lot. Listen, this is what is required. Nice underwears. Doesn't have to be expensive, but it's got to be from this calendar year. People are like, this one? What about from 5 years ago? If you just said this year, then your underwear is too old and you need to update it. This is a very bougie group here. Mm-hmm. Nice hair. Well, you pick one. Either nice hair or good underwear. And if we see you and your hair's nasty, I'd be like, she got good underwear on. Listen, I can't change the world by myself. Okay? So just know, Luda's like, I'm halfway there, I have nice hair. All right. You got to do what you got to do. Mm-hmm. New underwear, good hair. Only requirement. So listen, we're not going to change the world. None of us is good going up for the Pulitzer. Nobody's going to win any big awards here. So we can at least be the team with good hair. What about the end of last year? It'll fine. You're grandfathered in if it was a November, December situation. But outside of that, I'm looking at you. You know who you are with your old underwear. All right? So keep that in mind this Easter. And Jesus, of course. Anyway, so that's it, everybody. Haven't seen Judy from Saskatoon today. Maybe she was here. It's harder to see the comments, actually, now that we're back to here. It's easier on StreamYard, but. That's it, everybody. And I hope you have a great day and a blessed day and a blessed weekend. And thank you all so much. And yeah, we'll see what some big things are coming out in the newsletter next week. Renee, up your game. She just said, there's no holes in my underwear. Stop it. Get it together. For Easter, be like, you know what? This Easter, in the baskets, all new underwears. Your kids gonna be like, I don't like new mom. She's just putting underwears in our basket. Yep. Oh, she's here. There she is. Judy, happy Easter. All right, everybody. Thanks for watching. As always, do something nice for yourself. Get some new underwear. Easter underwears. I just made up a new weird thing. No. Okay, let me be clear. New underwear should not come in a 3-pack. Look at my eyes. They're like, wait a minute. You? Wait, Dina. You did not say that. It should not come in a multi-pack. Okay? Go out to some place that got the underwears in a big bin. And you go through it and pick something. You're like, this looks like me. Okay? I can't believe somebody just said 3-pack in here on Easter weekend. Come on. Stop. Mm-hmm. I updated my granny panties. Fine. But it better not be in a 3-pack. They're like, what about a 5-pack? Stop it. All right, you're not checking my luggage, right? I am. Yeah. No 3-packs. No 12-packs, Bob. Bob's like, there's actually a deal on Amazon and a 12-pack. It is frugal. And if that's what you have to be, fine. But I want to be clear. It should be fancy. Give me a second. All right, you're like, Dina, you're really making it harder to be in this group. All right, let's go. All right, have a great weekend. Go get yourself some new underwear. I would say for you or others, but I would not recommend buying other people unless it's your children. Outside of that, unless it's Missy. Okay, I'm going to go. Because now I'm babbling. I'm going to go. But have a great weekend. And I look forward to hearing about your weekend and your underwear all on Monday. On Easter Monday. Dingus Day. All right. Thanks for watching, everybody. Let's see. Do I say goodbye? Yeah. I'm going to say goodbye to you. Because you're going to get the nice ending. All right. Thanks, YouTube. I'll see you soon. All right.
Hey guys, right.
And then Facebook, this is how this goes usually on the TikTok. 7-pack of superheroes. Bye. I'll allow it. That's it. Have a great weekend, everybody, and I'll see you on Monday. All right, thanks for watching. Bye-bye.